WCYB Digital Radio, this is today's cybercrime news. Russian-speaking hacktivists from the group Killnet claimed responsibility for knocking state government websites offline in Colorado, Kentucky, and Mississippi, among other U.S. states, according to CNN. While the hacking campaign doesn't appear to specifically target U.S. elections infrastructure, election-related websites have been directly impacted in multiple states. This is the latest example of apparent politically motivated hacking following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. From Crypto News, a Canadian man was sentenced to 20 years in prison for his part in the notorious NetWalker ransomware attacks. 35-year-old Sebastian Vachon Desjardins was extradited to the United States after being arrested in January of 2021 when officers executed a search warrant at his home, during which $742,840 in Canadian currency and 719 Bitcoin, valued at over $21 million, was discovered and seized. From Reuters, Lloyd's of London is investigating a possible cyber attack, with companies on high alert for intrusions as a result of the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. Officials have informed market participants and relevant parties, but neglected to share more information until the full scope of the incident is determined. Further, Lloyd's, which has been vocal in its support for sanctions against Russia, declined to comment on the possible source of the attack. The former chief security officer for Uber was convicted of federal charges stemming from payments he quietly authorized to hackers who breached the ride-hailing company in 2016, according to the Washington Post. Joe Sullivan was found guilty of obstructing justice for keeping the breach from the Federal Trade Commission and of actively hiding a felony. The verdict ended a dramatic case that pitted Sullivan, a prominent security expert who is an early prosecutor of cybercrimes for the San Francisco U.S. Attorney's Office, against his former government office. From The Record, Common Spirit Health, one of the largest nonprofit healthcare systems in the U.S., is dealing with a wide-ranging IT security issue forcing it to shut off systems at some facilities. The Chicago-based company did not respond to requests for comment, but said in a statement that it is following existing protocols for system outages and taking steps to minimize the disruption. As a result of the issue, some patient appointments have been rescheduled. The Apunipima Cape York Health Council, an Aboriginal community-controlled organization that services 11 remote communities in far north Queensland, Australia, is investigating a cyber attack, ABC News reports. Officials at the Indigenous Health Organization have engaged forensic IT experts to secure its systems and determine the full extent of the security breach, which may have exposed sensitive personal information. The Australian Cybersecurity Center has also been notified. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm Hillary McClure.